It's Friday, Mike.
What?
Yeah, it's true.
And it's time for the good stuff?
It is. It's Friday and it's time for the good stuff. You can't get any better than that, can you?
Today I have the prodigal son in the key of F.
I have Hokey Pokey a la Shakespeare.
Okay. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine. And by doing that, go to visitvalentine.com and you can check out 50 things to do. Some great local historical museums, great lakes, rivers, all kinds of fun things to do right here in the Valentine and Cherry County area. Start by going to visitvalentine.com.
And I know probably a lot of you are deep in the heart of calving season, and so you're up in the night, and then you get back inside, you're trying to warm up, and you're trying to go back to sleep. How about feeding your mind a little bit while you're doing that? Grab a fresh copy of Tri-State Livestock News. It's packed with everything you need in a ranching publication. You can stay connected and celebrate the ranching life, and then, hopefully, in a little bit, you'll doze off.
The Prodigal Son in the Key of F.
Okay.
Feeling footloose and frisky, a foolish fellow forced his father to fork over his fourth of the family farthings and flew far to a foreign field where he fast frittered away his father's fortune, feasting foolishly with his friends. Fully fleeced by his faithless fellows and fearful folly and facing famine, he finally found himself a feed flinger on a filthy farm. Flushed and fairly famished, he feigned that he would have filled his frame with foraged food from farm fodder. The frazzled fugitive focused on fancies. My father's flunkies fare far finer. Frustrated and filled with foreboding, he fled forthwith to his father. Falling at his father's feet, he forlornly fumbled. Father, I have flunked out and frugally forfeited family favor. Fault-finding and fuming, the fugitive firstborn fraternal family fellow fretted and frowned on fickle forgiveness. But the father, figure filled with fidelity, forthwith forewarned, the fugitive is found. What forbids further festivities? Let the flags unfurl and the fanfares flare. Father flagged down a flunky who fetched a fitting fatling from the family flock and fixed a fabulous feast. The father's fervent forgiveness formed a foundation for the fugitive's future fortitude.
You get 20 extra points today for that.
The key of F. Okay. I think it rings kind of like the prodigal son.
Yeah. Well, at first I thought, the Beth, are you going to sing? I've never heard you sing. And so that, you got me there. Didn't see that coming. Hokey Pokey a la Shakespeare. Of course, the original lyrics, put your left foot in, you put your left foot out, your left foot in, and shake it all about. You do the Hokey Pokey and turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. Now, let's add a Shakespearean style. Oh, proud left foot that ventures quick within, then soon upon a backward journey lith. Anon, once more the gesture, then begin, command, sinistral pedestal to writhe. Commence thou then the fervid hokey pokey. A mad gyration, hips in wanton swirl, to spin, a wild release from heaven's yoke. Blessed dervish, surely canst go, girl, the hoke, the poke, banish now thy doubt. Verily, I say, 'tis what it's all about.
Boy, we're just full of fun facts.
We are full of it. Hey, before we have to wrap it up, here's mistaken identity. A man went into a bar. The bartender said to the guy, "What can I get you?" "Make it a Crown Royal," said the man, who promptly throws it down in one gulp. "That'll be $3," said the bartender. Says the man, "You offered to get me something. I thought you were paying." "Get out," said the bartender. "You're banned. I don't need your business." Anyway, 2 years later, the same man went back to the same bar with the same bartender. The bartender looked at him and said, "You're the jerk who tried to con a drink out of me, aren't you?" "Excuse me, but I have no idea what you're talking about," says the customer. "I've never been to this bar before in my life." "Sorry, my mistake," said the bartender. "You must have a double." "Hey, thanks, dude. Make it a Crown Royal."
Uh-oh. At that point, you'd think the bartender would say, "I've been had."
Yeah, I think so.
If you have something to share on the good stuff, you can do that pretty easily by just sending it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We can take a look at it. One day, it might pop up right here on your local radio station on the good stuff.